like I have friends IRL, I swear I do, but I also
I didn't doubt it until now. That,
I swear. Welcome to the first podcast. I'm Officer Grant, Kevin, and with me is Officer Kevin.
All right, what's up, guys?
All right.
Not planned at all.
It was perfect.
You should only use one of the audio tracks, so it just sounds like the person's talking really slow.
Welcome to the first podcast. I'm Officer Kevin.
What's going on, you guys?
Hey guys, this is the first podcast. My name is Lars, and with me as always is Diamond Mine and Joe.
Hey, I'm Diamond Mine and Joe. Thanks for joining us for another exciting episode of the first podcast. With us we have two wonderful guests, Grant.
Well, don't just smack your mic, Joe.
And Kevin or Mike.
I'm on a mic, I'll say that much.
I'm just gonna call you Michael.
We're both on the mic.
Okay, Kevin on the mic.
Nice guy.
Kevin on the mic. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, Officer Grant and Officer Kevin are piping in on the same little account right now, audio-wise. It's kind of weird. It's like, you know, the 45-year-old couple on Facebook where, you know, that like the husband cheated on the wife, so now they have to share an account. But it'll be okay, I think.
I hope that happens to me one day. Not the cheating part. I just want to have the same account as my wife.
Yeah.
You don't aspire to cheat or be cheated on?
No, I just, you know, I want to be close to somebody.
He's not a cuck. That's what he's trying to say.
Exactly.
That's wholesome.
I'm so lonely.
Yeah. Aren't we all?
Well, you always have each other at the end of the day.
That's true.
Your podcast buddies.
Peabuddies.
What?
Peabody, like Peabody and...
Like, P for podcast, like...
I thought you meant someone you go to the bathroom with.
Not that I know of.
We do that too. Yeah.
Like, hey, Kevin, it's time.
We gotta go. Bathroom.
Yeah. Okay. So, can you tell us a little bit about who the hell are you?
Me?
Well, yeah. Just like whoever wants to take it.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Grant's already been on. You already heard that bullshit.
Yeah. We've heard enough from Grant for a while.
I'm a comedian in Chicago. Do a podcast called Thought Cops every week. Talk about internet outrage and weird online culture. Got a rotating cast of guests come in each time. A lot of times it's local Chicago comedians. A lot of times it's different online personalities. And once in a while we get a porn star.
Yeah.
And one of those guests is going to be a certain two people.
That's right.
Actually, right after this. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Really? Who is it?
Yeah.
You.
You have to tune in to... Oh.
Oh. Oops.
Guess we'll just find out later.
Okay. Yeah. So you guys run Thought Cops together, and at the risk of repeating at least a little bit of what you talked on the previous episode, can you give like a 15-second summary?
I'll do it this time, because you already heard Grant's BS.
I'm here for support.
Yeah, fuck Grant. Yeah.
I'm here to listen.
Mm-hmm.
So there's you log on every day. We're addicted to it, you know? Our phones and social media and Fortnite and
Fortnite
Harlem Shake as well. You log on, you're addicted.
This is already a worse episode than my episode.
This is a much funnier one so far, though. So,
oh, Marone,
we recorded the episode at like noon, and I just had serious answers for all of the questions this time.
You said and like a lot.
Yeah, well, you know.
Just
yeah, we better do that one more time with only the and likes so that we can isolate them.
Yeah, okay. So, by the way, Kevin, and I don't mean this rudely because I understand it's a difficult habit to break, but I edit out a lot of those uhs and ums. Like,
you have to.
It's pretty seamless, too.
Yeah, you do have to. It's just something, one of the things I learned from Quentin Reviews, who we're going to be interviewing in a little bit.
Nice.
Is that instead of saying or you got to get in the habit of just saying nothing when there's an or an Like, don't be weird about it, but just that's I think that's kind of the key to that. I don't know.
See, if I'm trying to collect my thoughts, though, I'll sit and I'll sit with the thought and I'll try and construct it as I'm sitting there in silence. When I know what I'm going to say and I'm trying to get it out, I fucking start doing this.
Can I start talking about the Harlem Shake again,
yeah,
please?
Go ahead.
Anyway,
yeah.
The Harlem Shake viral videos and for real. You know, there's
Harlem Shake, by the way, not to cut you off for cutting someone else off.
Go ahead.
But
go ahead. Let's talk Harlem.
Okay.
Not to cut you off,
you know
Lars.
What's weird?
So I won't. No, go ahead.
So do you guys know who Filthy Frank is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always weird to remember that he's the guy that started the Harlem Shake.
Oh, yeah, that's yeah. right.
He's also disavowed it. He's tried to distance himself from it. He's not happy about the trend that happened.
Really?
As a result of him doing it, yeah, from what I've heard.
But that's one of the most fascinating crossover facts in, like, internet history.
I think he also has really bad anxiety problems, which is why he doesn't do videos anymore. I think he gets too in his head about it, and he's doing, like, a rap career now.
Yeah, as Joji.
I'm not kidding, yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead, Kevin. You had something to rant about.
The Harlem Shake. No, the show.
We're
anyway.
Gonna be an hour into this episode, and like, oh well. Getting back to things, the Harlem Shake.
Yes, the origin. No, you go online every day. There's headlines and all this crazy shit going on. People are speaking up. They're speaking out, which is good and it's bad, but most of all, it's fun.
You okay, bud?
And that's why we do the show, because we're just having fun.
You haven't explained what Thought Cops is about at all.
just that you do it. I guess that's still good.
It's just
though.
Something. It's just this fucking thing I do every week. Book club.
Guys,
basically.
Don't worry about that. I think Grant did a decent example, a decent job of explaining what it was about. Like, this is just kind of a shoot the shit, like, post episode where, you know, we're kind of familiar with at least a half of you. And then,
yeah,
like, just say whatever you guys want to say, man. Like, this is your hour.
The important work.
Well, I will say we try not to get political on the show, really.
Yeah.
We try to keep it light. We talk about one of my go-to examples when somebody asks about the show is when there is a CNN news story about how the Google salad emoji got rid of the egg in the salad. That was a big deal because I guess vegans were upset that, you know, they want to use a salad emoji because they love salad, but they don't eat eggs. So, you know, when you got an Android phone or something, you know, you want to be able to express yourself.
You want
to
feel included.
But it's a representation of a salad, though. It's not.
Yeah, like with the man who.
They don't actually eat the egg in the emoji. I'm confused.
It's crazy, man.
It's also on behalf of people that probably never said anything to begin with about the topic and yet had Google decide for them, mm-hmm. which is funny to me.
I kind of got the impression, by the way, and I'm sure you get this all the time, that the name of the show kind of, I would guess that it leaned right, but...
Yeah, we get that sometimes.
We've had that issue, yeah.
Yeah.
Not the case.
Okay.
People just like to... assume things and whatever. Some people are like, come on the show and they're like, what kind of operation are you running here?
Yeah.
Is that how they put it? Like,
what kind of operation are you running here? See, you can't be sending these bottles to Nicaragua. Nah.
Well.
Yeah, see.
You know, there's like in Looney Tunes, there's the short guy with the cigar and the big dumb guy. That was those were our first two guests on the show. No, but people like to assume things without listening to anything. So
yeah,
that's their loss. So the show is just it's apolitical, and we just talk about goofy. We try to keep it light, basically.
There's also, and I think we talked about it the episode I was on, but there's a political background to sort of everything because everything's entrenched in this weird ideology about like
yes.
Well, from the point of view of a liberal, I don't think you can say that, and it's like. Can we just talk about whether or not certain things are good or bad without having to have all this baggage? Because it gets to the point where you know what the reaction is going to be. You know what the reaction to the reaction is going to be. And you know that the reaction to the reaction to the reaction is people posting fucking drill tweets and saying, see, it applies.
Well, I also pitch it as they're like, oh, thought cops. And I'm like, yeah, like thought police, but stupid. Take none of this seriously.
Yeah.
By the way, to the audience, if you don't know what drill is, just go look it up. DRIL. It's weird Twitter, basically.
Great, great tweets, by the way.
He's still funny.
Him.
He's still got it.
I don't know if I'd call it great is kind of weird because it doesn't convey how strange it
I
is.
I think that's what makes it great.
It's fascinatingly surreal.
I think he has a book too.
Is it great in the same way that like Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa was great?
Exactly.
Well, yeah, obviously.
I'd say more in a Dali-esque sort of surrealist fashion.
Oh, okay. Exactly.
A little more laid back.
Yes.
A little bit more laid back
than the Mona Lisa.
Yeah, like everything's melting.
A little more.
It's a little surreal.
Jack Nicholson's there. He's got sunglasses on.
Yeah, it's like a weird, like low res version of Jack Nicholson in sunglasses as the picture, and that's all it's ever been.
But when you make like these hyper realistic interpretations of things, it seems to convey reality better than you talking about reality in a realistic sense.
Reality is unrealistic.
Yeah.
So then you just talk about the representation of reality and you've basically got the same thing.
Yeah.
So that's Thought Cops in a nutshell, basically.
More or less,
saying.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sort of playing off what you were saying, though, also. I think, at least for me, the interpretation is also a conscious one that's sort of meant to be taken in a satirical way.
Yeah.
It's along the lines of like, for whatever reason, word policing and stuff is very heavily talked about by the right. But I don't think, at least within left-wing intellectuals that I'm familiar with, they all have the same concerns about word policing and political correctness and stuff like that. It's just less of a popular talking point, you know? And so it's sort of a satirical take to be like, hey, we're representing this idea, but you listen to the episode and it's like, we're not taking sides. We're not taking strong positions on anything.
Like South Park.
Yeah. Epic. Just like South Park. We're both libertarian. I'm kidding.
Okay, so also we have a policy on this show where like people are like should feel free to flex. What are some like big guests that you've had on that people should go listen to the episodes for?
Low Tax is a good one. If you something off the creator of somethingawful.com, we had Low Tax, Dick Masterson.
That was
recently
three episodes ago.
You guys should know that.
Something like that. Garrett from Mega 64. Jake Flores, Asterios Kokonos, Justin.
Which,
Wayne.
By the way, we might as well flex since you're giving us the opportunity to. We're doing a live show with Asterios and Mumkey Jones and Asterios' girlfriend, August 22nd
in
Chicago.
At the Crowd Theater. Get your tickets now.
Yep.
And how can they do that?
Don't know.
Brown something or other. I don't know.
Brown paperback.
Brown paperback.
Probably people standing in front of the theater, like selling tickets. Like,
They're already camping out.
I think Asterios is himself selling the tickets right now.
Yeah. So
we can drop it.
Come to my show.
Go to his social media.
You know what'd be hilarious? Buying tickets.
Everybody needs more tickets in their life. He sounds like the Cookie Monster.
Joe, your Asterios impression has improved.
Thank you.
I'm pleased with that. As opposed to last episode where you were like, hey, Lois, I'm Asterios. Okay. And speaking of funny moments and transitioning to ads, Joe. Okay, dude. What was... Okay.
Here's what I'm thinking, Lars.
I'm going to take that out.
So here's the thing about Mint Mobile. It offers you all the regular benefits of an excellent mobile subscription, such as T-Mobile, which is the service that they piggyback off of, with none of the drawbacks, such as the high price. Lars, you use T-Mobile?
No, I use Mint Mobile because it's like T-Mobile, except it's much cheaper, and you get everything for it. If you use T-Mobile, there's absolutely no reason not to switch to Mint Mobile. You pay for it 3 months at a time. That's the only difference. And their plans are like $20 a month.
And it seems like it's kind of a hassle having to pay for your car insurance every few months. You know, most people don't pay month to month. And if you do, it's kind of a hassle. It's kind of like easier to pay every 3 months or every 6 months. It is,
dude. I just paid for 6 months of Mint Mobile.
How does that make you feel?
Well, it's kind of cool because like I paid $150. I think I have the Mac Daddy package.
Ooh,
and
that sounds impressive.
Like, now, just for the next 6 months, I'm done. Like, I don't have to worry about my bill at all. So it's like, it's not even like a downside. It's just a difference. Yeah, you're done. Mint.T1podcast.com. Mint?
The car just went by. Mint.T1podcast. Hold on. Mint.T1podcast.com.
Tej in the chat has posted an image entitled, "Hey Lois, I'm Asterios," and it's a picture of Peter Griffin looking very Greek. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you, Tej. Okay. So, guys,
yep.
one of the traditions on our show is to ask really weird hypothetical questions. And if you guys are down, I think we should toss one at you.
I'm ready. Shoot. I'm always ready.
My body is ready. Yeah, okay. So let's suppose that you woke up tomorrow and found yourself living in a culture where the only meaningful long-term relationships were arranged marriages at 18 to bug Pokemon. What would you do with this information?
Find the sexiest bug Pokemon, probably Beedrill.
So I would wake up with the knowledge of what I have living in this world, basically, or is that like normal to me?
Well, no, it's not normal. You're like, what the fuck?
Okay. I would be depressed that I would have to have sex with Pinsir, but I guess I'd do it.
Well, it doesn't have to be Pinsir. Like, there are other options, like other Pokemon or leaving the society.
No, he's made up his mind.
Yeah, me and Pinsir.
Oh, he's made up his mind.
No, wait, what's that thing about the praying mantises? What's the female one cuts off the head of the male or something after they have sex?
A lot of bugs do that, actually.
All bugs do that.
Well, maybe Scyther could just lop my head off when I'm done, because I don't want to...
All mammals do that.
Yeah. That's just a human thing. You have to worry about that already.
Human experience.
That's part of the human condition.
There we go.
Yeah. Death by sex. No, but okay, so you would do Pinsir?
No, I go Scyther, actually.
Oh. I feel like that would be dangerous at that point, though, because he has the scythes.
I would want to die living in that world, because I don't... I would hate to live in a world where I had to have sex with bug Pokemon.
You don't have to. You can leave.
So you chose the Pokemon that was going to give you a way out.
I don't
out.
Have to have sex with them? What the fuck if I...
You can leave.
Yeah, like I said, I would abandon the culture and I would go out in search of something new.
Zwick has just posted something in the chat which is unfathomable.
Yeah, someone drew this for us.
I'm not going to link it because I don't want to inflict it on other people. Jesus Christ.
We know it's this person on Twitter, Magi Art and such, I think is his handle. He draws us this fan art sometimes where in this one it's all of us were Pokemon. I think specifically Lopunny.
We're in a hot tub.
It's reference.
Let's end the description there.
Yeah, it was like from a specific AF. Yeah. Specific episode.
Okay, so if I had to choose one, by the way. I've linked an image in the chat. I would get married to Buzz School.
Oh, good call.
Because
good call.
As our listeners know, I could ride on his back and claim the souls of my enemies.
What's the one below? It looks kind of like I used to have that one, I think, in Pokemon X and Y, I want to say.
By the way, this is a good reason to the audience, by the way. You should probably tune in live next time. Just saying.
Yeah, but yeah. Jump on that Discord.
Yeah, unlike these goobers, we actually let everyone listen in.
Smart.
I'm posting my choice right now in the recording chat.
That's not a
sexy Snorlax.
That's not a bug Pokemon.
Denied.
Not a bug Pokemon.
It's normal / normal.
Sword and Shield. Looking forward to it.
Sword and Sword.
Yeah. But it's kind of weird that they didn't hold off on Aegislash, who's the literal Sword and Shield Pokemon.
Right. I have to assume he'll play some like role, I assume, like just as in terms of like some regal icon that whoever, I don't know.
I think it'll be regal. I think that's right.
I would love to see if instead of they named it Sword and Shield, if they named it two different types of swords, like broadsword and rapier, and
they would
had
not.
People try and pronounce rapier.
I think kids would struggle with that in a way that's very inappropriate. So yeah.
I don't know. I don't see where you're coming from.
It's not a kid's game, okay?
Yeah. If it's a kid's game.
It still kind of feels like they treat it that way, though, like in the mechanics and stuff. I wish they would speed that shit up a little bit.
I wish the battle system wasn't the same every time. But
yeah,
I mean,
the battle system feels like something they invented in 1995 and just never updated.
Which is the exact truth.
Yeah.
That's their thing. That's what they've got. They don't want to change it. They're afraid to change it.
They fear change. Yeah.
Maybe like an active combat system, sort of like some of the Final Fantasy games had, where it's like if you don't...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, what they could also do is they could cut down on all the bullshit text it's a very text-heavy battle system where you have to wait for a lot, and it's so slow. Like, they could use icons and shit to represent that. Like, instead of saying, oh, it's a critical hit, they could just, like, show that it's a critical... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking
just
about?
Just put text that says critical, and that's it.
Yeah.
They can have the amount of damage... flying up as it's happening. It doesn't need to be like its own screen. it did 65 damage.
Yeah, exactly.
They get.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, it doesn't say that in the games, Joe.
I know, but you're like
fake fan confirmed, but yeah.
Well, however, it doesn't say that specifically, but it says like it was good for 65 damage.
By the way, what did you guys eat for lunch?
Salad.
What did I eat for lunch? Shit. I don't remember.
You ate shit?
Yeah.
Oh.
Gross.
Practically. If you know how my fucking morning started, I literally ate shit.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. I flew off my bicycle and broke my finger and I ate shit.
But you just said you literally ate shit.
Literally. I literally there was a pile of manure
at the end of it, Joe.
Yeah.
Like that he fell into. Honestly, that's what he meant by that. Yeah.
Broke his fall, saved his damn life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I'm allowed to sit here and talk to you guys today.
Yeah, he's alive because of some bullshit. Yeah. Okay, so why did you eat a salad?
I always do. Like, well, I get these like cheap bag salads from Aldi. I don't know. Do you guys have Aldi? It's like a
we just started to have it. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's like $2 for a salad, and you know, I'm trying to be kind of healthy, so
yeah,
I have a salad for lunch.
Did you guys know that that's the other half of Trader Joe's? By the way,
no, I didn't know that.
It's fucked up. Like, it used to be like there was two different Trader Joe's, and one of them like branched off because they didn't want to sell cigarettes. So now there's Aldi and Trader Joe's.
More like Trader Joe's.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, I think it was Aldi that branched off, but yeah.
No, it's Trader Joe's. He's like a trader.
No, it's Trader. That's the name of the. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not Trader.
More like Trader Aldi's for.
Yeah. Exactly.
No. Trader Joe's, but Aldi's is just Aldi's. There's no Trader in front of it.
Well, they should put one there.
Yeah.
They really should. It's about time.
Well, that's a separate discussion. Really not.
Can we have like a bonus episode to kind of dive into that?
Sure.
I think we have to.
Thought Detectives.
Yeah.
The first podcast too.
Electric Boogaloo.
Return of the Boogaloo.
Okay. Spinoff Patreon show called The Second Podcast. Just idea.
I'm still waiting for someone to start that. I hope they do. And I hope it's great.
Well, it's like we always make fun of the fact that there's the podcast called Cumtown, and then if you go on iTunes and related shows, there's a there's a podcast called Cumtown 2, where someone just took the old logo and did like a Times New Roman number 2 next to it, and they just like ripped off the show.
Wow. Yeah.
I got to ask, why is it called... This is probably a dumb question to ask on the show, but why is it called...
Don't ask it.
Hey, well, you know what? My teacher told me that there are no dumb questions, so
here
we go.
Your teacher was... No, go ahead. It's fine.
Your teacher asked a lot of dumb questions when she was growing up.
I'm gonna flip the script on you and ask you some questions now. I'm going to say, why is it called the first podcast?
Okay, well, the reason it's the first podcast is because we started in 1972, and no one had ever done a podcast before.
Yeah.
Should I give the fallback story?
Let's link it in the chat. Not in the chat, but let's link it in the show notes.
No one's even had an iPod back then, which is what the term was coined for.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Nothing. Forget
iPod,
it.
iPod, nope. Nano. I don't know.
Well, they named the iPod because we were doing something called a podcast, and they're like, oh, what's a convenient mobile device for that? So it's like...
How can we carry this? Yeah.
Exactly.
In our pockets.
This was back in 72.
This is more like 76, but yeah.
We recorded from 72 up until the 2000s without releasing the episodes per se.
It's good that they didn't get released because we needed a lot of practice, but yeah.
It took like 30, 40 years before
we... If you want the non-bullshit answer, by the way, I literally just like needed a name for the show, and I was like, oh, well, what if I called it something that was an obvious lie? And then I kind of meant for it to just be like a one-off gag, but then like Joe kind of ran with it, so...
Yeah, you should like really lean into that. Just be like, yep, we're the first one. Like, I mean, just...
We do.
Don't even tell me that's bullshit. I'd be like, oh yeah, 1976. Okay, sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're from Truth or Consequences.
New Mexico, yeah.
New Mexico. And it really just started as a project that Lars and I could do in our free time. And over the course of several decades, we transformed it into something... A little bit more.
Sure, Joe.
Over 45 years or so.
Okay, you know what? I'll flip the script right back on you guys. Okay. Why did you settle on the name Thought Cops?
It's a good name.
we wanted to confuse and alienate people.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I mean, Grant, you came up with the name.
Yeah, I think the idea was always, for me, I wanted to do something about outrage culture just because it was sort of, you know, at everyone's fingertips.
This
is what,
2016, we're planning this.
Yeah. And
Hillary, Trump, all those guys going at it to be president.
Yeah. And I think the two ideas were either Thought Cops or Think Police. And Think Police just doesn't roll off the tongue as well.
No, that sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thought Cops rolls right off the tongue. You know, Think Police gets kind of caught up in there and you kind of choke it out.
Think Police, it gets chopped up in the beginning, but Thought Cops, it gets chopped up in the middle, so you can get halfway through it.
And we get this problem now, though, where every joker is like, Thought Cops? THOT?
Oh, you guys are going to like my voicemail then when you listen to it.
No, I can't wait because I think the more that it happens, it's like a rule of 100s. It just gets better and better. At this point, it's just like, lay it on me, baby. We're thoughts. We're fucking hoes over there.
Yeah.
Think Police just sounds like that Cheap Trick song, Dream Police. Like, the Think Police.
Oh, by the way, thought now means that ho owes taxes, though, so that's changed.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Used to me.
No, we covered the thought audit.
Yeah, the thought
audit 2017. Thought,
yeah, I didn't know they changed the...
I didn't know either.
Was it Webster's? Were they in charge of this change?
Yeah, John Webster himself, like, he called me up and he said, no, it's that ho owes taxes.
Mm.
Yeah. I thought it was Merriam-Webster.
And then I was like, why are you calling me, John? And but
Merriam-Webster's been dead for a long time. This is Merriam's great-grandson.
It's Merriam.
No, John.
John.
Yeah.
Merriam's grandson, John.
John used to be the third co-host, but yeah, he died as well. So unfortunately, we couldn't have him on. So now it's just me and Joe.
He was the fourth. It was Kirsten, you, me, and John.
A lot of this the information relies on references to previous episodes, so this isn't going to make a ton of sense to new listeners, but bear with us, I guess.
And it's a good thing, too. It'll give them a reason to listen
go listen to
episodes.
All of our old episodes. Thank you.
Yeah, go back. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to embrace the inside jokes.
Yeah.
That's the fun of a podcast. You get that. If you listen to all of them, you can feel like your friend. You can feel like you have a friend.
Yeah.
Who doesn't know who you are.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I think a lot of people actually kind of make that mistake, by the way. I hear that's a thing where when people listen to a podcast for a while, they kind of forget that, the hosts have no idea who they are in most cases. I hear that leads to, disappointment when, they reach out and, they don't have time to respond or something. Like, I hear that's an issue.
I mean, that's, any celebrity culture issue, I would say. But I would say that for podcasts specifically.
Yeah.
It is a very intimate medium.
It is.
And the people, and I listen to quite a few podcasts every week.
Yeah.
And there are moments, and I've met a lot of the people who do the podcasts I listen to, and I'm always just have to ground myself. They don't know who I am. They think that I'm weird. They think that I'm a loser. They think that I'm a freak.
What else do they think that you are?
They think that I have a personality disorder.
Uh-huh.
Keep
going.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else.
What else do they think?
List all of your insecurities, please. Thank you.
They think that maybe I put on weight this year. I mean, they don't know who I am, but they just take one look at me. They're like, I can tell that guy used to be about 30 pounds thinner. What happened?
Yeah.
That's one of the advantages of the audio podcast format on this show where it's you don't have to look at us.
No, you just have to hear our nasally voices.
Well, Joe's nasally voice and my gravelly just, I'm Lars. Yeah.
Lars. Yeah.
That's a terrible impression of
like
me.
That.
Okay.
No, that's my impression of me doing, Lars. I'm saying Lars. That's my impression of myself.
Well, I will say that as dumb as it sounds, listening to podcasts every week has gotten me through, some hard times and stuff.
Yeah.
Just kind of I have friends IRL, I swear I do, but I also
I didn't
want
doubt it
friends
until now.
I swear.
Okay.
You can go on my Facebook. You can look them up.
He's got a couple hundred.
Yeah,
it's
totally
amazing.
And but when you have a podcast you listen to, you have funny friends.
Oh,
that's the difference.
True.
Yeah. Like my friends, like they fucking boring.
Yeah,
talk
they're not
about
funny.
Fucking sports and video games and lame shit.
Or you get in the conundrum I get in, which is I post a joke.
Did
on
you
Facebook
just talk shit on video games? No, gamers rise up. That's mean. Don't do that.
No, I am a gamer American.
Okay, good.
Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
I just want to talk to somebody smarter than me, which isn't hard to find, but you do get sucked in. What were you saying, Grant, about Facebook.com?
When you make a joke on Facebook and then someone takes you seriously, you know?
Oh, are you referring to one of the worst are you things. Referring to on Facebook this morning when you said you had to go to the ER?
Yeah.
And then people were rightfully concerned about you. That's why I texted you and I was like, are you okay?
Yeah. No, like, I'm not even talking about that. Like that's a constant issue in my life is making jokes.
Well, Grant, you're really dry. That's probably why.
Yeah,
well like I
like
was
deadpan,
He said I Ubered to the hospital this morning. You know, he made
like,
a joke
like
about
a millennial.
It. Like a millennial. But then I was like, wait, there is a kernel of truth to this. You know, like
yep.
he went to the ER.
I saw that post, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, buddy, what's
and
going on?
And then someone asked me if I was okay. And I said,
your sister did, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like posting to social media to get my social media points for the day.
She said, call me. And you said, no.
Yeah. I mean, I saw can that. I was like, what am I allowed to ask? What was the original post?
No, well,
this
was
is when he broke his finger this morning and then he had to go to the hospital. This is when he ate poo-poo earlier.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That was okay. That was aside from it.
By the way, Kevin, I went ahead and added you and you haven't accepted my request. I'm really nervous that you don't like me.
What, you did?
Yeah.
Let me go on Facebook right now.
Oh, yeah. Don't do the podcast episode. That's super professional.
I'm actually extremely unprofessional. Let me take a look here.
We kind of have that vibe where it's like we have our shit together in terms of organization, but the show itself is kind of a shit show.
Ah,
like,
there you are. There you are.
Does that make sense?
Lars is now my friend.
Aw.
Hold on. I want to add you too.
Oh, don't add Joe. He's a weirdo.
Okay. Good to know.
Go on there. No, it's
this
fine.
This is great podcast content where we're just all sitting around adding each other on Facebook and not doing the episode.
Oh, I am.
What's your.
See, this is what he's talking about, though. It's like having friends.
Yeah.
What's your last name? Just kidding.
Guys, yeah. I don't want to alarm anybody, but I am currently at 998 friends on Facebook. This could be my 998th, and could I possibly get to 1,000 friends on this episode?
Find out next week.
This is huge. I need somebody in the chat to add me on Facebook.
Wait, you only have a 3-figure friend count? That's weird.
I need to get up to 4.
Yeah, I was like, aren't you like not old, but like not like a Zoomer? Like I thought you would have collected enough of them by now.
Yeah, you'd think so, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Joe is now my friend on Facebook.
999.
Oh my God. I just need one more. Holy shit.
I'll add you.
Right.
It's about this is purely a transactional relationship that Grant and I have. It is not
purely business.
A friendship.
Speaking of good transactions to make, by the way, and good transitions, NordVPN.
NordVPN.
Yeah, NordVPN.
Do yourself a favor.
You ever go to the local Starbucks Wi-Fi and a bunch of Watch Dogs 2 hackers are trying to steal your data?
All the time.
Yeah, exactly.
That happened to me today.
Yeah. The truth is, guys, you need a VPN. If you're going to travel abroad and you don't know anything about the sketchy local Wi-Fi or you want to watch French The Office like we always use this as an example for some reason.
The original.
What if we use
it's the best one.
German The Office?
How is that
That's
pronounced?
That's the original one. The Office.
Der.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got wrong gender on that one.
Well, just Office foreign, just in general. Like, and you can't. NordVPN, that's a good way to get around that, as well as being able to trick your internet provider if you're a dirty dog and you go over your limit and they start to throttle you like an asshole.
Yeah.
NordVPN can fix that problem for $4 a month. Guys, $4.
That's it? That's it?
Yeah.
$4? That's how much I spend on candy every
day. Yeah,
every day
I'm concerned about his health.
Candy
yes,
bars.
$4 a month, that's nothing. That's only twice as much as it costs to subscribe as a patron to the first podcast. It's really
just cut down on your
Patreon.com/T1Podcast.
And it gives you a lot of really cool benefits in the modern 2019 internet, which is just a cancerous piece of shit. It's gone to hell. But you can take it back to heaven with $4 a month. Guys, what's the name of the podcast that we're on right now?
The First Podcast.
The 1ST Podcast.
Thank you, Grant. Okay, yeah. The First Podcast is the checkout code at nord.t1podcast.com if you want to get 75% off your first subscription. Geese in the chat is asking, wait, $4? I thought it was $2. Geese is talking about our patron tier, the first one, the $2 tier. For $2 a month, you get privileged access to early listening to all the episodes. You get a special role in the Discord. You get a patron-only chat. We're going to be doing patron-only hangouts as well. Lots of really cool stuff, including on-air shoutouts as well. And how can they do that, Joe?
Go to patreon.com/T1podcast.
Yeah.
Give it a try. You'll like it. Supporting your local content creators. Content.
And there's only two ads on this show, thankfully enough. We don't have to do any more. Glad we got that out of the way.
We don't have to, but maybe we will just for fun.
Yeah, let's talk about our sponsor, Subway. Subway.T1podcast.com. Ask for the Jareds. No, I don't want to do that joke.
Are you guys the new Jared?
No.
Jesus Christ. Nope. Are we the new Jared?
Didn't they hire a new Jared? Don't they have a new guy?
No, they never did.
No?
You can't replace the first man.
Maybe that was like an Onion article. I don't remember.
No, I mean, Jared, I mean, he's legendary.
Yeah.
Legendary is a word you could use to describe that. Like, technically legendary.
He had a legendary amount of gigabytes on his computer.
I found that funny, by the way. I know I didn't laugh out loud. I was just like...
This is cerebral comedy. You don't always laugh out loud. Yeah. You're like, that's funny. You just think it. You know, I remember hearing about... Yeah. I was listening to some other podcast, and I guess Jared, when he was in college, when he was like still an enormous fat guy, he was like the guy, this is like the 90s or the whatever, he was the guy on campus you'd go to, and he had every kind of porn tape in his room. So he was selling porn out of his dorm room, just this fat guy with videotapes of God knows what.
I mean, who else?
Selling his boner jams, yeah. All right, well.
So they must have fucking built a Subway on campus. And
he was also on an episode of To Catch a Predator as one of the celebrity people that makes fun of the predators.
Really? Dear Lord, that is ironic. And
yeah, it was in like 2005. He was on an episode to be like, I don't know what this guy expected. And it's like, I don't know what you expected.
That's insane.
That's great. Clips online. Like, that's hilarious. Wow.
Proper foreshadowing. Yeah,
they probably didn't even know.
That's like Breaking Bad, dude. It's like they had this plan since season one.
He only got away with it for another 14 years until they finally caught him or some shit like that.
Dude, you have to imagine they knew about that. That's the most fucked up part. Like, they're like, well, he's making us money, so.
Okay. No. You know what? I don't really need to like defend Subway per se, but to be fair, if you're someone who is into CP, you're probably going to bury that shit way down. Like, they probably didn't know. Like, that's not something you advertise.
It's possible.
I don't know. We don't need to have theories on this. Like, we can move on from that.
Like, you're in the interview, and they're like, what are some of your hobbies?
Yeah, hey, guys.
I would assume that Subway didn't know as well.
Just in case they ever want to sponsor us, yeah.
Big Sandwich.
Yeah.
Inc. Big Sandwich Inc.
Yeah, anyway. Okay, Joe had a question for you guys, by the way.
Oh, cool. Great.
So, I do have the question in mind. This is actually not for me. This is from a fan. What was the most peculiar, specific event in the public eye between 1600 and 1615?
No Googling, guys.
No Googling.
The old 15th century. Let me think about that for a second.
No, that's the 17th century, bud.
Yeah. 1600 to 1615.
Oh, you're right. I went the wrong way.
Yeah.
1600 to 1615, say?
No Googling.
Yeah,
We use NordVPN so we can hack in.
What was the most peculiar specific event?
The most peculiar in the public eye. Peculiar what? Sorry?
A specific event, like a particular thing that happened.
The Magna Carta. I have no idea. It's the best I got.
Magna Carta.
Invent,
We're not looking for Magna Carta. Do you have any more guesses?
Columbus flew to the moon.
No, that was in 1971.
I got one.
Columbus?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when he sailed the ocean blue to the moon.
When you guys invented the podcast.
Absolutely.
1623, that was your first episode.
I just came up with the idea at that point, though. We didn't start it until 1972. Oh, that's correct.
So sorry, that was 72 was when we technically started. Otherwise, that would have been spot on.
By the way, for you history majors, I'm sure you were really rolling your eyes at Grant because the Magna Carta was signed in 1215.
Okay.
I was pretty far off.
Whatever.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
Like, hey, the further you go back in time, the more it like doesn't matter.
Exactly. You know? Like I go back in time all the time and it does not matter as much.
No, like when you're looking up like Sargon of Akkad, not the fucking idiot British guy that has a YouTube channel, but like the actual guy, they'll list his birthday as somewhere between like 100,000 BC or 200,000 BC, and you're just like, okay, so it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
You're just born whenever. Yeah.
By the way, if there is any sort of afterlife, by the way, and in that afterlife, people are able to see what's going on, do you think the real Sargon of Akkad is like looking down and being like, this fucking guy? Like,
this fucking accounting major that sits online and talks about why the movie Frozen is problematic.
Yeah.
This guy took my name. God damn it.
Yeah. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, I would usually suggest go Googling him, but don't. It's just not worth it. It's someone mad at feminists all the time. That's pretty much all it is. That's all.
And see, on that note, I want to mention too, because when we pitch the show as internet outrage, that goes both ways, buddy.
It does.
Like, Mike Cernovich is an endless source of content.
Yeah.
Cernovich.
It's actually pronounced Cernovich. It's kind of weird.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I guess I'm not the fan I thought I was.
Well, no, it's an internet name, so you never like hear it out loud.
Yeah, I've only read it the wrong way in my head.
Yeah. Boom.
Mind crazy. Blown. I feel so foolish.
Yeah, but everybody's outraged about everything. It's just whatever. The same people that get outraged at you say that Hollywood needs to have more black people in the movies. Oh, you're such a snowflake. And then that's the same people that get offended when like Dan Crenshaw got made fun of on SNL and like you can't make fun of people from the military. And it's like, so you're just more selective about it.
Mm-hmm.
You're as outraged as everybody else. You're just more selective about it. So,
yeah, exactly.
Let's go to DM from
is that,
Joe.
Yeah. Is that Kramer? Who is that? In the chat.
Columbo? That's Columbo.
Oh, okay. It looks like
Detective Columbo.
It looks like Kramer if he had like a rough decade and got kind of fat. Okay.
It's Kramer's dad.
Yeah, they never showed his dad. We only see his mother.
Yeah.
Anyway, little Seinfeld lore.
Yeah. Well, I feel like every podcast should have a little Seinfeld moment.
Did you see The Princess Bride? The movie The Princess Bride from the 80s?
Yeah, when I was like 12, though, so I don't really remember any of it.
Well, he's like the grandfather that's like reading the story.
Oh, that was him?
Yeah.
Oh.
Ah.
Oh.
He also plays Detective Columbo in Columbo.
For people who haven't seen it, like what is The Princess Bride, by the way?
It's a movie about one of the two what's his name? Fred.
It's an old man telling his grandson this.
That's played by the brother of the kid from Boy Meets World.
He's telling him this just kind of goofy, lighthearted medieval tale about a guy who's got to save a princess. And there's
the guy that was in Robin Hood Men in Tights.
There's some other guys, you know, a lot of colorful characters along the way.
A professional wrestler.
Andre the Giant's in it. Yep. Yeah.
The reason I brought that up, by the way, is kind of as like a preface to one of my things I'm going to talk about during the 2 minutes of hate, where I wanted to give people context instead of being like, oh, you guys haven't seen that? You're an idiot. Like,
oh, God.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I get that all the time with Goonies.
It's not, like, it's not good.
I haven't seen Goonies.
Well, let's save this for the episode, but yeah.
If you grew up watching it, yeah, we'll save it for the episode. Mm. If you grew up watching it, it's fine, but, like, if you rewatch it now, almost at 30 years old, like, you're not going to like it.
Never seen Goonies.
You're not going to like it. Just take my word for it. Doesn't matter.
I won't even see it then.
I kind of half feel that way about Good Burger. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah.
it's terrible now, like as an adult, but I still have like a fondness for it.
Yeah, definitely.
The movie or like the sketch from all that?
The movie. You're offending people in the chat, by the way. That's, you guys should be a little less rude. Thank you.
Childhood ruined.
Fuck them.
Fuck them. Okay. All right.
What about veganism?
What about it?
Just your thoughts.
I have respect for it. I don't know that I could ever do it. I get it. Why? Like from a practical standpoint, from an ethical standpoint, it makes a lot of sense.
I'm going to argue about the practical standpoint. I get it from an ethical standpoint. You know what? No, I don't even get it from an ethical standpoint because vegans also won't eat like honey, which makes no sense to me.
Because the bees.
But what about the bees? They have 3 brain cells. I'm probably being...
It's good for the bees, though. If we don't take the honey from the bees, the beehives, then they can't make more honey. And the beehives rot and stuff.
This is the big reason I couldn't be vegan is because it's so confusing.
You couldn't be vegan?
I couldn't buzz my way over to that lifestyle. I would be too confused every time I looked at a menu. That's the other thing is like I sit down with my lovely family at Chili's and I have to ask this stupid question like an idiot to the waiter and be like, does this have animal product in it? And they look at me like, sir, this is a Wendy's. And then I realize I'm actually at a Wendy's. Then I go home.
It's a good way
Chili's, to... Chili's, the C-minus of restaurants.
Still a passing grade.
Does anyone ever actually say that?
Yeah, like it passes, but not sir. Too well. Like, it's all right.
It's like the me of restaurants.
Wendy's, their fries are pretty good. I get the hamburger from there, the hamburger and fries.
The problem is whenever I go there, and I ask if Wendy's working, they usually say that they don't have a Wendy. It's fucked up. Like, how did they get away with that?
There should be like a class action lawsuit.
Exactly. It's false advertising. That's what we should get outraged about. Not all this other bullshit.
It's like you go to Arby's. What do they have? The fucking Arby's sandwich. You go to Wendy's.
Yeah, they got that little man with the hat.
By the way, sorry, Spaghetto. I had to mute you because you're one of our upcoming guests and guests are not automatically muted in the recording channel for practical reasons.
Sorry, Spaghetto.
Sorry, Spaghetto.
Rest in peace, Spaghetto.
Yeah. Anyway. We had a lot more questions, but do you want to ask them, Joe, or should we move on?
I mean, let's ask one more.
Okay.
Would you rather live forever or never be born?
I would.
Depends on what day you're asking.
Tuesday. Tomorrow.
TGIF, baby.
Oh, you would want to go to TGIF Fridays.
Is that still around?
Yeah.
It is, yeah. Okay.
News to me.
It's one of those endless like places that, you know, you might default to, so they get a lot of like consistent yet low business. It's like, oh, let's go to TGIF Fridays. All right. You know what I mean? Like, it's not objectionable. It's just not amazing.
I wouldn't,
It's like, how is Denny's still around?
Well, Denny's is where you go when you're drunk off your ass at 3 a.m. Yeah. Like, that's different.
Drive your car there drunk as fuck. You go to Denny's, you order a Denny. You have a good time.
Yeah. One Denny, please. Extra Denny.
Zwick in the chat says Applebee's is pretty good, and I wholeheartedly disagree with that. Applebee's has never been good.
I've never been there.
You know what? I would give it a D+. I went there because someone gave us a fucking Applebee's gift card and I was like, fuck you. But like, I had it. So it's not abject terrible. It's just not impressive at all. It's food technically, if that makes sense.
It's like frozen food. Like it just,
some just of it is, some it of it is not. Microwave.
No, that's, why am I defending Applebee's? Who cares? Like, I don't have to do that. Like if they said, oh, we want to sponsor you, I'd be like, probably not, dude. Anyway, people are just listing the places that they have been to eat in the chat.
The chat is going ham wild on Outback Steakhouse. To answer your,
especially the Bloomin' Onion.
To answer your question, that's a good one. My initial reaction is to say to live forever, but I would also hate that. But I also wouldn't want to not experience this, you know?
Yeah.
I would live forever and become the strongest organism out there.
What about when the earth blows up and this?
Oh, when you said strongest org, I thought that sentence was going somewhere else. I'm glad it went that way. Thank you.
Go ahead, Joe. Well, you know, long
wait,
enough.
So when you say live forever, there's a distinction because there are some organisms on the earth that are biologically immortal. But it doesn't
mean... Don't be a dweeb about the question. You know what he meant. Come on.
It doesn't mean that you can't kill them, you know?
Okay, so let's say that...
No, like, you're gonna...
Other than...
You're gonna outlive the universe.
Let's say that other than...
So I'm like God.
No, let's say that, okay, you can die by a direct strike to the heart, but otherwise, like, you'll kind of regenerate over time.
I'm like Tetsuo in Akira.
Nice.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, sure. I don't know... I haven't watched that, so... I'll take your word for it.
You haven't watched Akira?
Okay. Yeah. Now, what were we saying? The question.
Yeah.
Would you rather?
Yeah, I'd go for the live forever thing. Why not?
The one downside to that is that, like, there's going to come a point where the universe is not hospitable to human life. And so, but if you can't die, you're just going to be choking forever.
Or yeah, you could go somewhere else where human life is.
Just launch yourself into space. See what's out there.
It doesn't come with space travel.
What
we've already discovered space travel.
Yeah, and if you have forever to live, you can figure it out. Like you could study it and learn how to.
Yeah, you could eventually figure it out.
Well, you won't die, but you don't have like.
But you're an idiot who can't learn, basically, is what he's saying.
Well, no, like, your body can still deteriorate, so you'll still go, like, get old.
And oh, so you'd be like David Tennant on one episode of Doctor Who where he, like, shrivels up into, like, a Dobby thing.
Or, like, your pickle rice.
Oh, now you're talking my language, baby.
Even worse. This is why I'm trying to clear up the distinction between biological immortality and, you know, invincibility.
The chat has pointed out, by the way, that there's a heat death of the universe that's eventually going to happen. That would technically be the end.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Theoretically.
Well, the other downside, we're forgetting about this, the other downside is the Queen song, Who Wants to Live Forever, wouldn't exist, because there's an answer for that. It's Grant. He wants to live forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Queen debunked.
Yeah, I guess the song...
Like, there'd be no fucking point in the song.
And no regular point.
Yeah, and also that song, Everybody Wants to Rule the World, I'd be ruling the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So much art would be lost because of this
all
rhetorical
these questions.
Question.
Yeah.
Grant, this is really selfish of you, bud. Come on.
I don't care.
You're robbing the world of art.
As a selfish person, do you think I care?
Well, I guess not.
You're saying that's all right.
Disappear. Everyone talk all at once. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
No one talked for a while.
Oh, man.
All right.
What's the question?
All right.
Well, just because the...
Oh, wait. Go ahead. Someone.
Oh, go ahead.
No,
I'm too scared to talk now.
I should just add in like a full minute of silence there.
You should.
Oh, we don't actually have to do it. Like, I can add it in post.
We want to make it easy for you.
Oh, it's actually easier if I don't have to like noise gate that part.
The organic silence. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Zwick is in the call right now listening in, and he is your editor.
That's right.
Is that correct?
We love Zwick.
What's up, Zwick?
He can't talk, but. So you can't respond, but that's fine.
Zwick, yeah. How's your night going?
Mm. Yeah, he's typing something.
Zwick,
out.
If you can hear me, blink twice.
Zwick, are you going to be in Chicago in August 22nd?
Yeah.
You gonna come do the live show?
Yeah.
Everybody go to twitter.com/dude2o. There he is.
All right. So is there anything else you guys like really wanted to get to before we kind of called this off and deleted the episode and never talked to each other again?
I would say before we do that, can I plug my stuff?
We're all listening.
I guess.
I don't know.
Well,
yeah.
You can, of course, follow the podcast on Twitter at Real Thought Cops. You can follow me at UltraKevin900 on Twitter and Instagram. And check out the show at ThoughtCopsPodcast.com or iTunes or Spotify or Google Play. All that good stuff.
And if you wanted to tune in to our show, you know where to find us, dude. Check the show notes or something if you can't find it. But you know what's up. It'll be fine.
What the hell was that?
Joe, what the?
A car was just screeching going by.
Oh, it sounded like a toucan was dying or something.
I thought it was a well-timed sound effect drop. That's what I thought.
Nah.
Oh, yeah, like, this is real life.
Soundboard working now.
Real life is stranger than a sound effect, I guess. Yeah, all right. Grant, go ahead.
Maybe Grant has something to say. I don't know.
Follow me on all of the rest of those things also.
And where can we find you?
I had Thought Cops. I don't care about my own Twitter and my own social media presence. I only care about the show. It's the only thing I care about in life.
Truly selfless.
Truly.
Anyway.